Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sif Pop Sif Spoil. We are going to take a look at Borat, subsequent movie film. We are going to talk about any hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, or post-credit sequences.
They all die.
That we want to in this movie now. So go away if you don't want to be spoiled, because we're going to spoil some specific moments of this pranky film. What moments did you want to talk about, Andrew? Because you were the one that kind of suggested this.
Yeah, before I do, somebody sent me a message and they were wondering why I kept saying they all die whenever we do spoils. It goes back to whenever I was doing Flick Freaks. Hopefully mm-hmm. that person actually gets to listen to this so they get their answer. There was a movie that came out. It was an Australian film that was about an asteroid that had crashed into Earth, and it was going to destroy the entire world. Like, it was inevitable. So mm-hmm. it was about this man trying to get this little girl to her family before the death tidal wave of fire got to them. It was a movie called Australian Meteor Movie. It's one of the most depressing movies ever. It's called These Final Hours. Came out in 2013. And we were doing, whenever Flick Freaks had a podcast, we were doing a spoiler podcast on it. And one of the first things I said whenever I was like, here's a spoiler for you, they all die. And ever since then, I've just been... Then I think the next movie we did after that was some other weird 2013 movie that had no deaths in it at all.
Right,
and I just
right.
I just kept up with the whole they all die right. thing. And I slowly just fed it over here into Sif Pop. So that's where it all comes from.
And just to start off the spoilers with this, nobody dies. There is no death of the characters in this movie, at least.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, with this Borat subsequent movie film, I think that there's the scene everybody is wanting us to give our two cents on is the Rudy Giuliani scene.
Sure. I'm game.
And as well as, I think if they're curious about the two times where I was like, I can't believe somebody said that at the debutante ball and at the plastic surgery office.
Yeah, where do you want to? Which do you want to hit first? Do you want to hit those two things you can't believe people said first?
Yeah, let's hit those first. Let's save the meat and potatoes, the Giuliani stuff for last.
Yeah.
The debutante baller was the young guy who kept saying stuff like, "We like our women young here mm-hmm. in the South,"
right?
And it was just so creepy and like. Skin crawly that I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
And then there was the plastic surgeon whenever Borat and the young girl, I forget what his daughter, Tuta, I think is what it was. Tuta or Tutor? Is that what his daughter's name was?
Something like that.
Yeah. Where she asked if he would sleep with her, and it was established that she was 15. Because I went back and I watched just to make sure. And mm-hmm. he said, well, if your dad wasn't here. And they both look at each other and like, hey, high five. Like, they were really... The way that they stayed in character after somebody said something that disgusting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are
you
the
have
two
to imagine...
Moments.
I just, like, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. He knows there's a camera. Like, it's not like it's a hidden camera.
Yeah.
Like, he had to be joking, right? Like, I mean, I wouldn't make that joke. You wouldn't make that joke. Anybody with a reasonable sense of what's appropriate wouldn't make that joke. But, like, I don't understand. I just don't. There's so much I don't understand about that moment.
Yeah.
Than what's going on.
Yeah. Either that or it's edited to make it look worse. Like, even it, he could have said something like, if your dad wasn't here, I still wouldn't do it, but they just cut out that, you know?
Right.
I'm not sure. I think that he could get sued, or they could get sued for, you know, making it seem fake, like mm-hmm. he said something he really didn't. I don't know, you know? Then, of course, the infamous Rudy Giuliani scene. What do you think was going on there, buddy?
I think overall, what I would say is I don't know. I think you can make up your own mind. The only thing I can give you is my instinctual gut take after watching an edited version of events that happened in real life. I think the situation looks very, very bad for Rudy Giuliani, no matter what you believe happened. I think there is enough actual choices that he's making that you go, that's a bad choice, man. No matter what the shirt tucking thing is, no matter what that is, he's making bad choices. You know what I mean? Like, he's just the way he's responding to her touch, the way he's responding to things she says, going into a bedroom, you know, a closed bedroom with her for drinks after the interview. Those are just bad choices. So that would be my response is, number one, watch it for yourself. Make up your own mind. Like, you know, and number two, always be aware this is an edited thing that is, you know, purposefully edited a certain way to tell the story it wants to tell. I really believe that. And number three, there are actual choices that aren't in debate that he makes that are bad choices. So, like, those are the three things I guess I would say so as not to, you know, be... The simple matter of the fact is I'm just not going to be, you know, crystal clear, because I don't think you can be crystal clear on that specific moment just coming from this movie.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. You have to, you know... It's not crystal clear. If I was pressed to give a decision, which I would say I would have my own like preface, like I there's a 50-50 chance that it could go either way. But if I was pressed, I would say, yeah, it looks like he's tucking his shirt in, but everything else the man is doing is either wrong or creepy and wrong. Mm-hmm. Like don't go with her in the bedroom. Don't keep touching her like that. A lot of it, I don't know if you could say, like, it's just old man doesn't know, like, you're not supposed to or allowed to do that anymore. Or, and I know that's not an excuse. I'm trying to give, like you said, people the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe he's just an old man and, like, touching people is, like, just what he did. Like, patting people and, like, touching legs and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it's not cool. Don't do that. But he lived through an era where that was accepted in the norm, and he just never mm-hmm. grew out of it.
I mean, even beyond creepy, it's condescending, and it's just you just, I don't know. Yep.
Yeah, it's I can definitely see why people are talking about it. I don't know if it's going to, you know, permeate into really affecting either him or his party all that much. Like, I've seen interviews with Sacha Baron Cohen, and it looks to me, I'm not saying he is, but it looks to me like he's really pushing to make people think that that is what Rudy Giuliani was trying to do. Mm-hmm. And he could have been, but it's not definitive. Like, we don't see him do anything explicit or anything like that. It can be misinterpreted. So it's just, I know people were going to want our two takes on it, what we thought was actually sure. going on. So there you go, people. We don't know.
Yeah, and sorry that the answer is we don't know, because, I mean, I know people want a solid thing, and especially in a divided, you know, political culture, people want you to be on their team, or, you know, if you're not with us, you're against us kind of thing. And it's just like, I deny all of that. I don't fit well on a political team. Like, I just don't. I never have. You know, I'm a complex human being. It's silly to think that 300 million complex human beings would all be able to be categorized into, you know, two different teams. Like, that's just silliness. So that's just kind of where I land on a lot of that stuff. And so I try to be as fair and impartial as I can, knowing that I'm a human being and then therefore not able to be completely fair and impartial. I'm just not. That's part of being human, you know? So yeah, I don't mind talking about it. I just know it's disappointing for some people when the answer is like, well, it's kind of both things.
Like, yeah.
Sorry. That's how I'm going to view a lot of things. Having said that, you can mention other specific things in this movie that can't be taken both ways. There's, you know, I mean, the movie itself is choosing what to show you, but the words that are said or the things that are done are said, are done. Now, they may be removed from context, and that's, you know, understandable. But there's a part of Pence's speech where he says something like, you know, we only have 15 cases of this thing, you know, right now, and we're going to, you know, we're going to make sure that nothing bad happens. And it's like, you know, obviously that was included for a reason, to make Pence look dumb, you know, like that's why that's included in there and is without a lot of the other parts of the speech for context. But it is a real thing he said during that time. So you get your own opportunity to decide, you know, what that means and how that shades how you view him or the Republican Party or, you know, whatever the case may be. So yeah, I know it can be a little bit disappointing, but you know, you just kind of have to look at what's going on and then make up your own mind.
Yeah, but one thing that cannot be argued is that the Usual Suspects ending for this movie is hilarious.
Yes, yes.
How Borat is the spreader of
Patient Zero.
Patient Zero. Him walking up to Tom Hanks and coughing on him is just so good.
It's perfect.
It's so funny. I love that Tom Hanks is able to look at what happened to him and laugh about it. You know, he can.
Mm-hmm.
He's a generous enough guy. There's nothing bad can ever happen from that man. I'll never believe it. He is the hope, the light, and the truth. Tom Hanks.
I mentioned it in the review proper, but it is one of my favorite things about the movie is that ending indicating that Borat was intentionally patient zero, and that was the whole point of sending him. And again, they lay it right under your nose when he talks about having to take, you know, a long trip to get there, and you just think it's a joke. And you don't realize that, you know, that's because he's spreading it in Wuhan and Australia and then finally to the U.S. So, yeah, I really did think, for me, that was one of my favorite things about the movie. So, very nice.
It's things like that that make me appreciate the movie a little bit more. Most of it, though, like I said, just cringy and I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there you go. There's a little bit of spoilerage, a little bit of SIF spoil on Borat's subsequent movie film. We will be back doing another SIF spoil when we feel the time needs it, and we will ruin that movie for you then. We'll see you then.
Bye.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.